Resides here in Bharasana. Sri Krishna Balaramji resides in Nandagaon. Tomorrow we will be going to Nandagaon. There is a beautiful lake of the name Pavan Sarovar. Each day, Srimati Radharani will go to Pavan Sarovar with her sakis and gopi friends to cook for Krishna. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai are the king and queen of Braja. There is a beautiful story of how Lord Vas Muni had an ashram just across the Jamuna from Mathura. And Sri Radharani served Durvas Muni with such hospitality and loving devotion that he gave her a benediction that whatever she cooked would taste sweeter than nectar, and anyone who ate what she cooked would never fall sick or be subject to death. When Yashoda Mai heard this benediction, her and all the Brijavasis, they felt that Sri Radharani should cook for Krishna every day. Because in Vrindavan, everyone's only concern is the pleasure of Krishna. They did not see Krishna as the supreme absolute truth, the all-powerful Brahman. Those who were in Vatsalyaras, which means not only Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, but all the elderly gopis and all the elderly gopas, they all loved Krishna like their own child. In fact, one year when Krishna allowed Lord Brahma to steal the calves and the cowherd boys, to fulfill the desires of each cow and each mother and father gopi to love him as their own child. He expanded himself as every calf and every cowherd boy, just so that each and every one of the older gopas and gopis had the full opportunity to offer their parental affection to Krishna as their own child for one full year. So when this benediction was learned, everyone was thinking, Sri Radharani should cook for Krishna. Prabhupada explained, when we feed food to the stomach, every part of the body is nourished. When we throw water on the root of a tree, every part of the tree is satisfied. Similarly, when Krishna is satisfied, everyone in Vrindavan is in the greatest bliss. Srimati Radharani would go every day from Barasana and later from Yavat to go to Pavan Sarovar to cook for Krishna. When Sri Radharani was a very young girl, Yashoda would look at her. Her beauty, her charm, her transcendental qualities are all attractive. As Dinabandhu Prabhu and Giriraj Maharaj and Dhanadhar Maharaj were so beautifully explaining throughout the morning, that Krishna is all attractive. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, everyone is chasing after Krishna because he is all attractive. But Krishna is thinking in his own heart, everyone's attracted to me, but I am attracted to Srimati Radharani. Her qualities conquer my heart. When Yashoda Mai saw beautiful little Radharani so lovingly cooking for Krishna, she was thinking that Sri Radharani should marry Krishna. Who is the best person I can give to Krishna? It is only Sri Radharani. This is her motherly affection. Everything for Krishna, the best for Krishna, and who is better? But Radharani was a little girl. But Yashoda Mai was thinking like this in her heart with so much enthusiasm and love for this little golden, charming child, Radharani. So one day, in her enthusiasm, she took Srimati Radharani's beautiful, tender hands in her own hands and started to draw, what do you call it?
Haldi.
Turmeric. I know turmeric, but what is it called? Not a honey nose. What is it called? You already know what it is. We have Narahari in Chopati. She draws these pictures on everyone's hands. So Yashoda Mai was drawing with the haldi, the traditional customary designs on Sri Radharani's hands that indicate that she has been engaged to a man in marriage. This was Yashoda Mai's ecstasy. So then Sri Radharani was coming home from Nandagram to Barasana, and she looked at her hands and she understood that these pictures are only drawn on the hands when a mother of a girl, mother and father of girl, agree to marry her to the mother and father of a boy. And I'm just a little girl, and my parents have not agreed to anything, and the whole neighborhood of Barasana, they have not heard of anything. What will they think if they see my hands like this? So she came to this beautiful lake of water, and in great fear, she washed her hands, and all of the color came off into this pokhara, and it became pili pokhara, because it became a beautiful yellow color. But the problem was that when the villagers of Barasana saw all the water turn a beautiful yellow color, they understood in their mind, this must mean Radharani has gotten this yellow color on her hands from Yashoda, and she washed the turmeric off in this kund, that means Sri Radharani is engaged to be married to Krishna. So they went and told Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Devi that Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj accepted that Sri Radharani should marry Krishna in marriage. Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Mata, they were so happy, they were in ecstasy, they were dancing. Sri Nanda Nandana Gopal is going to be our son-in-law. Perfection of all the desires of our hearts. So they started celebrating, and there was dancing and chanting throughout all of Varasana that Radhe and Shyam were going to be married. It is the custom that the bride's mother and father send their approval to the proposal by sending a gift to the parents of the boy. So they got beautiful, beautiful jewelry, gems and rubies and diamonds and gold and silver, and they made necklaces and crowns, so many wonderful, wonderful objects. And they sent it by a messenger, a beautiful, beautiful plate to be presented to Nanda and Yashoda. When they received this, it was the talk of Nandagaon, that Vrishabhanu and Kirtida have accepted that Sri Radharani will be married to Krishna. Nanda and Yashoda were dancing and dancing. Srimati Radharani is going to be our daughter-in-law. There was a big, big festival throughout Nandagaon where everyone was chanting and chanting and dancing and chanting the holy names of God. But in the middle of this wonderful festival, Yashoda Mai spoke to Nanda Maharaj that they sent us these beautiful gifts. It is the custom we should send them gift equal to or better to show our appreciation and love for them. But we are gopas and gopis. We have lots of butter and ghee and yogurt. But these kinds of jewels that they have sent us, we do not have. So they were wondering what to do to show our love properly to the residents of Varsana. But so many guests were coming, so they went to take care and honor and respect the Brahmins and the Vrijavasis that were coming to congratulate them. At that time, Krishna, he wanted to please his parents. Krishna always likes to please his devotees. So he was thinking, oh, they are in distress because there are not such beautiful jewels. But I know how to get lots and lots and lots of jewels. Ox carts loads of jewels. I have seen my father and his farming Vrijavasi assistants planting seeds in the ground. You plant one seed in the ground, a tree comes, and there's so many fruits. So I will plant these jewels in the ground and make jewel trees, and they will make so many thousands and millions of jewels. So Krishna went into the agricultural fields and dug holes in the ground, and these precious, precious jewels he planted in the ground. Meanwhile, Nanda and Yashoda came back, and they noticed this big, beautiful plate of jewels sent from Varsana was gone. Where is it gone? Nobody in Brajbhumi is a thief, except Gopal, our own son. Gopal, did you see those jewels? We will give you nice sandesh, rasgul, everything, but give us those jewels. He said, yes, yes, I know where the jewels are. He said, I planted them in the ground, so jewel trees will grow, and then you will have so many jewels to send to Vrishabhanu and Kirtida Shiradharani's mother, and they will be so happy, and you will be proud of me. Nanda Maharaj, he said, my dear son, you are very young. You do not know what is harming. wheat seeds grow, and vegetable seeds grow, and fruit seeds grow, but jewels are not seeds, they do not grow. Please take us where they are. Krishna said, I think they will grow. Please come and see.
This is Braj, I know that.
This is Braj. So Krishna took them to the fields. And they looked into the ground. And right from the ground, little tiny tender sprouts started coming out of the ground. Hundreds and hundreds. And right before their eyes, they grew into beautiful, beautiful trees. And within a matter of moments, each tree fully blossomed with thousands of fruits of priceless jewels, each one even more beautiful than the jewels that were sent from Barsana. So they harvested all these jewels, and they made beautiful bangles and bracelets and ankle bells and necklaces and crowns and earrings. And they had so many more that after putting all these nice jewelries on plates made out of silver and gold, they just loaded the rest of the jewels on many, many, many big bullock carts and sent them to Barsana. Hare Krishna. And then it was confirmed. Everyone was jubilant that Sri Sri Radha and Shyam Sundar will be married. The whole of Barsana, the whole of Nandagaon were dancing in the ecstasy of joy. What was their joy? The residents of Barsana, their only heart's desire is to see Sri Radharani enjoy. And the residents of Nandagaon, their only heart's desire is to see Krishna enjoy. And Krishna's greatest enjoyment is the love of Sri Radha. And Sri Radha's greatest enjoyment is the service of Thakurji Sri Krishna. So while all these jubilant festivals were going on, Purnamasi, who was the Shiksha Guru of the Bhujvasis, the mother of Sandipani Muni, she was thinking that in Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna are not meant to be formally married. Because the love of Parakya Ras is much sweeter. If they are married, it will be something like the queens of Dwarka. So in order to protect the sweet, spontaneous mood of the feelings of love in Vrindavan, Purnamasi had to devise a means to stop this marriage. It was an emergency which required immediate action. So Nanda and Yashoda, Rishabhanu and Kirtida, naturally they approached Purnamasi for her blessings. And she performed an astrological calculation. At least she pretended to do so. And she said, according to my astrological calculation, it is not an auspicious time for Radha and Shyam Sundar to get married. If they get married now, there may be some difficulties. So it is better if they wait, because they're very young. And after waiting some years, we can do another astrological calculation and see if it is auspicious. In this way, she successfully protected the conjugal love of Parakya Ras of Vrindavan. So this holy place of Piripokar is very, very special for the devotees. It is the place where Srimati Radharani's hands were personally washed. It is the ultimate desire of our life that Sri Radharani, with her hand, she will give us her auspicious blessings. And we can receive those blessings by bathing in this holy kund, Piripokar. We will now take bath. After taking bath, we will have prasad. The ladies will be on this side, and the men will be on the opposite side. After prasad, we will divide into two groups. And we will circumambulate Bharasana from opposite directions. Because there was a place called Sankarikor, and for 800 of us to get through there, it will take a long, long time. We will divide in two groups. Last time we divided up, buses 1 through 7 went with me, and 8 through 15 went with Dina Bandhu. So we'll do opposite this time. Buses 1 through 7 will go with Dina Bandhu Prabhu, and buses 8 through 15 will go with my insignificant self.
Such an individual knows Hindi Shiva, doesn't know Hindi Shiva.
If anybody particularly doesn't know English, Dina Bandhu Prabhu will speak in Hindi. And I will speak in my regular, broken, illiterate, pidgin form of English. Very well. But for those of you in 8 through 15, don't worry, because we'll get tapes of Dina Bandhu Prabhu and hear them when you come back. In Fuji Mandir, there is oceans and oceans of colors sprayed and sprinkled upon everyone during the day. And then in the evening, the residents of Bharasana Nandagram perform a particular pastime, which is very extraordinary. The men, the cowherd men of Nandagram come, and the cowherd ladies of Bharasana, and they meet right here where we're standing. And the Nandagram men and the Bharasana ladies get in a transcendental argument. They sing in different ragas about the ladies of Bharasana. Sing about how you people of Nandagram are associates of that great cheater Krishna, who has not properly treated our Radharani. And then the ladies have these big, big sticks. Big, big sticks. They could kill an elephant. And the men have little shields about this big. And one man holds the shield on his head like this, and about four women beat him with all their might. And I used to sit on this wall and watch.
It is a very, very famous place.
There are many beautiful bhajans, writings of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, specifically explaining the pastime that eternally takes place here. What happens is Srimati Radharani and her gopi friends, the Sakis, they have big, big supplies of milk and yogurt and ghee and all the various types of sweets that are made from these very holy substances. And with an excuse to have pastimes with Lord Krishna, they tell their mothers and fathers that the Brahmins are having a yajna, and we want to bring nice ghee and nice milk products for them to perform their yajna. So with their pots on their heads, they would come through this narrow passage. And as you see, it's a very narrow passage. Two hills are intersecting at one point. Krishna and his friends, they would be here waiting, and they would have their sticks. They would block the path. They would tell Sri Radharani and gopis that we are the tax collectors. We are assigned by King Kandarpa to extract taxes from you of all of your yogurt and ghee and butter. So please give now, otherwise you cannot pass. The gopis would say, but Sri Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan. She is Vrindavaneshwari. And your cows are eating the grass of her kingdom, so you should pay us taxes. In this way, there would be a transcendental argument, which was nothing but the expression of their infinite love for each other. And gopis would try to pass, and gopas would try to stop them, and ultimately the gopas would knock the pots off the heads of the gopis, and many of them fell, and there's even some marks of where the milk had fallen, just where you are standing. This is called Dan Keli Lila. One time in the same place, in order to get revenge for the taxes that Krishna and the gopas extracted, Sri Radharani and her friends, hundreds and hundreds of them, they hid on these mountains. And when Krishna and a few of his friends came by, they had big, big, big buckets of milk. First, what they did is they secretly, from behind, they tied the sikas of the cowherd boys to these rocks. Then they dumped massive amounts of milk all over Krishna and his friends. And until Krishna accepted Sri Radharani as master, they would not release them. So this Dan Keli Lila is one of the very much worshipped pastimes of the loving exchanges of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. And now, by the mercy of Sri Radha and Shyam Sundar, we have the opportunity to pass through this same sacred Sankari core.